So who was the IRA?
The IRA is the Irish Republican Army, and it was set up originally back in the early 1900s. You had a lot of like Irish volunteers, and they were getting tired of being oppressed by the British, who still ruled Ireland back then, and they set about to gain independence. There was a couple of guys that stand out. You had Michael Collins, you had Padraig Pearse, Michael Colony. There was a lot of names like that. But Michael Collins comes from Cork, where I come from, and he actually was in deals with the British government to try and get independence for Ireland. He managed to secure independence for 26 of the 32 counties, and his thoughts were if he would take what he could get, and then he would go back for the rest at a later time. However, when he came back to Ireland with the deal he had got, there was a lot of people there who were not very happy with that deal. They felt he should have held out until he had independence for the whole of the country. And this actually started, you had pro-treaty and anti-treaty people, which led to an actual civil war in Ireland. And there was, unfortunately, a lot of loss of life during the civil war. Michael Collins actually got killed during it. And then you had the big famous 1916 Rising, which was where a lot of these people got killed as well. There was a ceasefire then in the 1920s, and that kind of lasted for a while. And then in the 1960s, the IRA kicked off again because of atrocities happening in Northern Ireland to the Irish Catholics, who had very little rights up there, and they were treated very badly by the RUC, who were the Royal Ulster Constabulary. So back then, the actual British Army came over, and the original plan was that they would help the Irish Catholics, but unfortunately that didn't actually work out, and they ended up siding with the RUC, so there was even more atrocities happening up there. So at the time, the IRA did have a lot of support, and they had a lot of support even coming from America and other countries. There was a lot of fighting up there then, and then the IRA also took the fight over to England, where the Houses of Parliament are over in Westminster. That lasted for quite a few years. During the 80s, you had 10, there was more than 10, but 10 prisoners actually died while on hunger strike because of what they felt were the atrocities. They were political prisoners in their mind, and they were treated very badly. Bobby Sands is probably the most famous of these. And even recently, when I was in a pub up in New York City, it was an Irish pub, and there is a photograph of him up in the pub. It was very unfortunate. They were all in the Mays prison in Northern Ireland, and it was a very sad time. I remember all that coverage happening. And I think when the IRA first started, they had a lot of support. I think there was a need for them. As somebody once quoted, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And back at the time, the Irish didn't have any rights, and they were treated very badly by the British. I think in more recent years, they're definitely being seen more as a terrorist group, because we have a ceasefire in Ireland at the moment, but we still sometimes have factions of the IRA who come out and they just do some terrorist attacks. And some people believe they're also, you know, helping train other militant groups, whether that's true or not.
So were there any threats when you lived over there?
When I worked in London for 10 years, and there was a lot of threats when I was in London. The tube stations would often shut down because there would be a bomb threat would be called through, and they had certain code words, and if there was a certain code word, then it would be taken seriously that it was an IRA threat. Oxford Street was regularly closed down because it was a big shopping area. There was a lot of tourists. I remember going through Victoria Station, and that was the station where there was an actual bomb in the trash can there. I had gone through earlier that day, so that was kind of very close. And I think they believed if any Irish had been killed in any attacks they had, that we would be collateral damage. I didn't have anything when I lived in the Republic of Ireland, but only when I went over to London, because that's where the Houses of Parliament for England are. So
what's the whole story behind Granny B?
Well, your Granny B was actually a nurse, and she worked in London, and she was there for some of the horrible bombings. One of them was the Guildford bombing, where an army pub actually, there was a bomb exploded in there. And she ended up treating a lot of the casualties. And as she said, they were just out for a night out. And she thought it was incredibly sad and a lot of loss of life, a lot of horrible injuries. So as she said, that shows you the other side of the story. And, you know, people just out for a nice night out. She didn't feel it was a military target, but some people said it was a military pub. So that's how they justified it. But I think around that time, there was a lot of people, they didn't have the support that they once had.
Okay.